Support comes from Mosby Building Arts. This year, put your trust in Mosby Building Arts for fresh designs and the elevated remodeling experience you deserve. Inspiration at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, January 5th, 2026. I'm Abby Larico. The country's best figure skaters, who are vying for a spot on Team USA in Italy next month, are first competing in St. Louis this week.
My hope is that when the audience is watching it, they can feel the emotion in my skating, and they're really just kind of transported by the performance.
We'll hear from a competitor who's trying to return to the Olympics, coming up after this news on The Gateway. The United States has invaded Venezuela, with President Donald Trump ordering over the weekend the capture of the country's leader and declaring the U.S. will run the nation. Federal lawmakers representing Missouri and Illinois generally reacted to the developments along party lines. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports at least one Democratic lawmaker says Trump backers are being hypocritical.
Missouri and Illinois Republicans backed Trump's decision to bomb parts of Venezuela and apprehend Nicolas Maduro. Missouri U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt said in a statement, quote, "We are a superpower. This is our hemisphere, and we're going to start acting like it again." But Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth noted that Trump explicitly ran for president against starting wars, even though he's ordered attacks in Iran, Syria, Nigeria, Iraq, and Somalia. The Democratic senator said in a statement that the Venezuelan invasion is a stark reminder that Trump, quote, is and has always been a liar who has never cared about keeping his promises. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
And in the House of Representatives, Republicans like Congresswoman Ann Wagner of Baldwin praised Trump for ordering the bombing campaign and capture of Maduro, who she says is an illegitimate leader who stayed in power despite losing elections. But Democratic Representative Wesley Bell of St. Louis County says Trump, quote, has offered no clear legal basis, no serious explanation of the intelligence, and no plan for what comes next, end quote. Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski, who represents parts of the Metro East, also chastised Trump for not getting congressional approval for the attack, adding, quote, any member of Congress who respects the Constitution should be outraged by this reckless escalation, end quote. People around the country opposed to war in Venezuela took to the streets in their communities, including in a protest of several hundred people in St. Louis. STLPR's Lucretia Wimbley has more from Saturday's show of opposition organized by socialist group members and allies.
People are holding signs that read, "No blood for oil" and "Stop the takeover." Courtney Hadra is a founding member of the Eco-Socialist Green Party of Eastern Missouri and one of the protesters.
It's important for Americans to speak up because our tax dollars go towards all of this pillaging that is being done in the global south that we're currently seeing happen to Venezuela. On top of that, what happens in Venezuela will inevitably come back here with the imperial boomerang.
The large group marched for about an hour and a half before calling it quits. Some say Trump should be impeached and others called for diplomacy, stating that the way Venezuela is being handled is not the way to go. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Homicides in the city of St. Louis continued a downward trend in 2025, dropping 7% from the previous year. In 2025, there were 139 homicides in the city compared to 151 the year before. Sean Mazzola is a sergeant with the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. He says community partnership played a big role in last year's decline and in helping solve cases.
I definitely believe that our community is a huge part in that and building trust within our community, them feeling comfortable in talking with our detectives about what's happening.
Early last year, city leaders touted that homicides had dropped to their lowest level in 20 years. A Washington University study finds the St. Louis region was unprepared for a disaster ahead of the May 16 tornado. STLPR's Kayvon Mansouri has more.
The study found gaps in emergency preparedness in the region stemming from fragmented coordination between local governments, outdated and inaccessible emergency plans, and underutilization of area community groups. That's despite a large presence of services, agencies, and volunteer groups in the city. Molly Metzger oversaw the study. She says there's a disconnect between local government agencies and nonprofit organizations.
There are all kinds of threats out there. It's one of these things where we just really need to work together within communities and across different sectors to be honest about the risks that we should be facing.
The study launched well before the tornado hit St. Louis, but the local response was included. It calls on local government and nonprofits to create a network of emergency preparedness ahead of future emergencies. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois state lawmakers have signed off on legislation that would create sales tax and revenue bonds, known as STAR bonds. As St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports, Governor J.B. Pritzker recently signed them into law.
Some may know STAR bonds because the Kansas legislature has been using them to lure the Royals and Chiefs away from Missouri. Under this bill, they couldn't be used for a professional sports team in Illinois, but they can be used on massive projects, ones that will require a capital investment of $30 million, do at least $60 million in annual gross sales, and create 300 new jobs. Swansea Democrat Jay Hoffman sponsored the legislation.
They hopefully will have all three STAR bond projects in our region, creating, you know, thousands of jobs.
Developers would be able to use the sales tax generated by the project to repay the government bond, which could be as much as $75 million. I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
The U.S. Figure Skating Championships will be held in St. Louis this week and will determine the Olympic team that will head to Italy. One of the competitors is Brady Tennell, a two-time U.S. champion and Olympic team event bronze medalist in the 2018 Games. She's vying to return to the Olympics after facing injuries in recent years. Tennell spoke with St. Louis on the Air's Elaine Shaw about her program and what it means to her.
We have two programs. We have the short program and the free skate. And my short program this year is set to Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful from The Great Gatsby. And I've wanted to skate to this piece of music for a long time. I felt like I needed to wait until I was a little bit older to really give it the emotional performance that it deserved. Because if you listen to the lyrics, it really is an emotional piece. And I love The Great Gatsby. When I watch the movie, it's a love story, right? And I love a good love story. But there was something about the song and the way that Lana sings it, and it always really resonated with me. It's one of those pieces of music that I just, when I hear it and when I'm skating my program, I can just like wholly give myself over to the music. My hope is that when the audience is watching it, they can feel the emotion in my skating, and they're really just kind of transported by the performance. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Tell us about the other event.
The free skate, yes. So my free skate this year is very personal to me it for a couple of reasons. It's set to selections of music from The Mission, the movie from the 80s. And I had skated to this music probably about 10 years ago, but it was before I was introduced to my current head coach and choreographer, Benoit Richaud. And I always knew that I wanted to come back to it because I love the music. I think the music is so beautiful. So I always wanted to do it again with him and his interpretation and style and everything. That was one of the reasons I chose it this year, but the main reason I chose it is because the movie is it's not exactly a happy movie. It's pretty dark and kind of a little bit gory, honestly. But the undercurrent themes of the emotional toll, the sacrifices, the struggle, the hardship, those kinds of themes, because of the events of the last few years, those were things that I really related to. And so when I was thinking about music for this year, it started out as like, okay, this is the story of my mission, you know, to make it on the Olympic team. But as we choreographed the program and got a little bit, you know, I started training it, I realized that it wasn't even so much about my mission to make it back on the team, because that's not why I came back to skating. The program is my story, and like my journey to find my happiness and my joy on the ice again.
That was figure skater Brady Tennell, one of the competitors in the U.S. Figure Skating Championships that will be held at the Enterprise Center this week. She spoke with St. Louis on the Air's Elaine Cha. Our Jonathan All edited that conversation. Wishing a great skate to her and all the competitors this week.
Dear Lord, when I get to heaven, please let me bring my man.
The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Our theme music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. But right now, more of Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful.
Makes me want to party. He's my son. May shine like diamonds.
I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, thanks so much for spending part of the first Monday of 2026 with us here on the Gateway.
Will you still love me when I got nothing but